Todd Bowles is a really terrific defensive mind. And his top six guys in this secondary, Kim, you can correct me on this, I think are all 24 years and younger.
They're very young. I know that, and I know Antoine Winfield Jr. is one of them. But yes, they're very young.
Well, Winfield is. I saw him last year when I did the game out in Minnesota.
Yep.
I said, "Man, this guy can play." Mm-hmm. What did he learn out of that? And that they feel that with now just more experience, because they've got 10 more games under their belt, did he get into that what they have learned from that experience that they can apply now?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I think that he looks at that game as the one where after that they started to really improve. He talked today about, and their names escape me at the moment, but the position coaches dealing with and coaching up those really young secondary guys and how they started to really come on after that game. So I think, the biggest thing in sports, Steve, as you know, is confidence. So they will at least go into this game with more confidence, believing that they have been playing better and that they're better equipped second time around in a season to see Patrick Mahomes and company. Doesn't mean you're going to have great success against them, of course, but I think they at least go into it in a better frame of mind. They also have, a front that can be the secondary's best friend, so they also have a front that's been getting after it. Jason Pierre-Paul, Barrett, and Dominican Sue with a push up the middle. They got Vita Vea back, which they never thought they were going to get Vita Vea back. Enormous guy, I think, out of Washington, if memory is correct from the combine. But just an enormous human being who, they figured they'd see next season. He worked his way back. He's back. That'll be a big thing. That'll be a big part of Sunday's game, I think. And really, when you talk about the front, they're going to face backups at tackle. When Jason Pierre-Paul was asked that today, he said, that's their problem. Like, I don't care about their tackles. And that's Jason. Jason does not care about their tackles. He just cares about getting to the quarterback and or stopping the run, because he's good at that as well. But he, they don't need to worry about the Chiefs' problems. They have enough issues in terms of dealing with the Chiefs. But I do think this second time around, Tampa is, A, a better football team, and B, may get a break because of the situation at tackle for the Chiefs. Yeah. It's tough to win in this league with good tackles, let alone guys who are in a fill-in capacity because of injury.